Join me tonight for Sash Coaching Podcast. Hi, my name is Sandy Archer. I am Sash, Sandy Archer Spiritual Health. That's why it's called Sash. And I just wanted to give you my background. It's quite diverse. I've been in leadership development, management, practice management. I'm a family-centered leader, an organizer in the U.S. Navy, manager and owner of small businesses. I've been in ministry leadership, also a pastor in pastoral counseling, a health educator, and fitness consultant. So I wanted to bring all of my skills together and speak about some topics that will help people on their journey. What I would like to start off talking about is the last 6 weeks. It's been a very chaotic and roller coaster type of thing, hasn't it? This pandemic has really caused us some uncertainty. It's been an unprecedented time in most of our lives. And I think what we struggle with is the fear of everything, that it's not predictable, right? So the one thing that is predictable is what you can do about it with you yourself. You have the control over you. You don't have control over external things, but you do have control over internal things. So say that you're getting triggered by the news and something new every day, you do have the control to turn it off. What if a loved one had gotten sick during this? That is out of your control, but you can pray for them, send them positive energy, some positive vibes, do something special for them or their loved ones. Also, I know some people are very fearful about everything opening back up and going into public places. You have control over that as well. You don't have to go to those places. And when you do go, you do take the precautions that are necessary to keep yourself protected. I know money issues and people have lost their jobs, loss of an income, and that's a scary part right there. But again, what you do have control of is how you're going to structure that. What is it that you can do during this time? Maybe find something to make earn extra income. And I don't know what that looks like for you, but there are things that you can do. And again, these things are within your control. Also, staying structured in your schedule. I know we've all been kind of in this whirlwind of a schedule. Some of us still have jobs that were 9 to 5, but the ones that are not essential, I know we're just having different schedules with their children home, all of those things. Again, having a structured schedule can give you a level of comfort. So make sure that you're continuing to do that. And I know that eating too much and maybe drinking some alcohol has become quite the topic also in many circles, that's being overindulged. And I think that's how some people are coping. So maybe try to figure out a new way to cope with that. Make some goals. Sit down and structure your time. Make sure that you're exercising the same days that you were exercising before. And I know that things will start to open up and get back to kind of another type of schedule. I'm not sure everything's going to turn back to normal, so to speak, but maybe they shouldn't, right? So I think this has been a time that we can actually go introspective and really find out what makes us tick. You know, where is our source? Where's our source of happiness, joy? Where's our source of contentment and peace? And that's what I want to talk about is how to really figure that out for yourself. And that's very important that you do. And I think some of us have figured that out. If you're a relational person, definitely keep reaching out to those people. I know that we've tried to make the best out of everything. We're making lemonade out of lemons, that's for sure. So continue on that journey. And I think that we need to be prepared for anything that comes at us like this. This may not be our last pandemic. I hope that it is. But if it isn't, you know, we need to have a plan, right? So sometimes those things are what can give us comfort. I know this time has also been a creative time. I've noticed many of my friends have been creating, whether that be music, art, anything, organizing things, uncluttering things, painting things. I think this has been an opportunity moment. Some people maybe who have been helping their children with teaching, maybe it's sparked an interest in teaching. I think this has been an opportunity, and I think that we shouldn't waste it. And I think we still need to take inventory in ourselves during this time. It's very crucial to check in with yourself. Go through all the emotions that are necessary for that inner peace and calm to guide you through. With my clients, I like to help guide them to those places sometimes and get them still and to deal with those emotions. So I would like to take a moment to stop projections, triggers, thoughts, anxieties. What I'd like to do is guide you through an exercise just to get you in a peaceful place. So right now, try to take a peaceful posture in your seat. Find a place to sit on the floor, pillows, a chair, just anywhere that you need to get quiet. Maybe even in your car where there's no distractions. So I want you to close your eyes. Take a few breaths to inhale and exhale, letting all of your muscles go relax. Start being aware of your breathing. Some of you know in the yoga practice this is used. Now I would like you to empty your thoughts. Imagine a thought bubble popping up and it's blank. It maybe has your favorite color in it, your favorite smell, or maybe your favorite scenery in nature. Being very aware of all of your senses, let's focus on your body now. Where are you feeling any tightness or pain? Be aware of where in your body that is and start releasing it, watching it float away, taking deep inhales and breathing through your mouth, exhaling as it floats away. Let's do that for a moment for four times. So let's inhale. Let's exhale. Let's inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Start feeling as your body is feeling a little more lax. Just getting to that peaceful place. Start having gratitude for it leaving. Thanking it for not returning. So just sit with yourself, releasing all negatives and thoughts, and replacing as you see positive energy entering in those places. That was just a small snippet. Try this method for at least 15 minutes a day to see where you're at in your peacefulness. When you're feeling out of control and things are chaotic, try this method. Hit the pause button. Get into a prayer meditative state. You do have that power to connect and gain insight from your Creator, your Source, God. And be thankful for your blessings. Being thankful is key to our peace. Stay connected to yourself, to God, and to others. And be very aware of your mind, body, and spirit. They're all connected together. And when it's like a bar stool, and when one is not there, the bar stool is going to fall over. So you need to regain one of those legs, right? So be very mindful of the three that are connected. And I hope that helped you just for a few brief moments. And of course, when I do this with my clients, we do it for a longer period of time. But I just wanted to give you an example of how we can bring ourselves centered and to bring a little peace. Next couple weeks are going to be very eye-opening, and we're going to understand what we just went through. I know that the information that we are getting from different sources are all conflicting, but again, you need to gain control over who you are, your thoughts, your contentedness. So stay calm in these places, in these times. Be generous with one another. Be graceful with one another. Give yourself grace also for all that we've just been through. This is a whole new type of world that we're in at the moment. So give everyone grace and yourself. Have gratitude for the things that you have. Have gratitude for the things that you've learned. Thank you for joining me today. And if I can be of assistance to you, please reach out at sashcoach.com. I also have an Awakenings Within channel on Facebook that you can check out our episodes there. Me and a couple other life coaches have collaborated. And me and another life coach do Monday, Wednesday, Friday coffees at 8:45 Central Standard Time. We also do evening editions every Thursday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. There are a couple episodes out there already that we have done interviews with a teacher and with a naturopathic doctor. So please check us out on Facebook, Awakenings Within. Check me out, Sandy Archer Spiritual Health on Facebook as well. And I hope you've enjoyed just this little bit of time on speaking about how to gain a little bit of peace. Know that you're in control. You are in control of you, your internal being. You're not in control of anything externally, but you can control yourself. Come up with a plan. And if you need help, please reach out.